Tayo Cruz, Dynamite on UFM with the Novos. Well, that was a very awkward start to the show. The computers completely shit themselves.
With moments before the show was starting, the screen start like blitzing and stuff. It was a very interesting, I've got a shot of adrenaline in me.
You know
right
what?
Now.
You weren't the one that had to run between two
studios.
Well,
I'm stuck behind the desk here. How can I?
I've run a marathon. Look, we're moving on. Hey, we're going to do things a little bit different now. If you want to play lads versus lasses right now, we need one guy, one girl, 13 10 09. Great prize on offer today, Meg.
Yeah, playing for a 3-month VIP package at Sublime Hair Design on King Street. Includes 6 professional blowouts, 1 spray tan, and a professional occasion makeup.
Oh, beautiful. If you want to play, we're doing it right now.
UFM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
Okay, to end the week today, the lads are on 59, the lasses are on 55 right now. Who do we have on line one?
I didn't catch their name, but they're holding and ready
to
go.
Let's talk to them. New FM, you're live on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes.
How's your morning going, Lisa? Better than ours?
Better than ours, because I'm on my way home.
Oh, what are you doing for work, Lisa?
I'm a disability support worker.
Oh, beautiful. You deserve a win then.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's do this. Let's crack on with your questions. Number one, what does the company Fuso make?
Cars.
No. Trucks, I'm sorry.
You can't answer with the correct answer after we've given it. That's not how it works.
All right, this question is multiple choice. What is a leg chain sling used for? Is it A, to lift heavy loads like building materials, concrete slabs, skip bins and pipes, B, slinging legs, or C, towing cars?
A.
Yes.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board.
Question number three. The XR6 is a model of car made by which car company, Lisa? Ford. Ford.
The blue oval. Ford just beeped at you, did it?
Hey, hold the line. You can still walk away with the win. We still need a lad right now. It's your chance to get on the air. 13 10 09. We'll give you 10 seconds, and here we go. Good morning, UFM.
There we go, guys.
Hey, mate. Who's this?
It's
Trev. Oh. Trev, there you go.
Hey, Trev. How you doing, man?
You really know how to lighten the mood, Trev. I love it. Mate, you need 2 for an instant win today. Right now, Meg, you're kicking things off.
Away you go.
Trev, a French manicure is traditionally which 2 colours?
White and clear.
No, it's white and pink.
Oh, so close.
Very close. Okay, manic panic is a type of what? This is multiple choice. Hair dye, face scrub, or shampoo?
Manic panic, was it?
Yes.
I want to say face scrub.
Hair dye, Trev.
Now you need this next one to get to a tiebreaker. So no pressure, but if you want to win, then the pressure is on.
All right. In the movie 50 Shades of Grey, who plays the character Christian Grey?
My name is kind of sick of it.
Think of the accent.
No, you, Trev. The lasses win. Congratulations.
Don't be too sad, Maddie. Lisa's bloody loving
you. You're closing the gap and you're getting a little bit depressed by that.
You win, Lisa. Off to Sublime Hair.
I am going to look so beautiful.
Yes, you are, girlfriend. Love that for you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, babe.
Oh, Lisa. Happy days. Happy days. Thank you. Well,
Lisa's thrilled.
Yeah.
She's going to look great with those blowouts.
56, the lasses. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Guys, you know what? This half hour, I'm like, screw it. I've got a story to tell you next. Now, I wouldn't usually put this on the show, but I feel like it's must hear. So, last night, I was chatting to producer Jackson.
Okay.
And we got onto the topic of Susan Boyle.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
her?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know? Very famous
Britain's
singer.
Britain's Got Talent? Was it Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. From cleaning lady to global superstar. Mm.
Now, Susan Boyle has found a whole new generation of fans that are into her, but not for her music. I'm going to tell you what it is in minutes. Trust me, you'll want to hear this after we check your roads at New FM. Oh, I love that. Daryl Braithwaite at New FM with the Novo 624. Beautiful day, guys. 25 and sunny, the top on the coast today. It's 7 in Mayfield right now. And I've got to tell you about something that happened last night. I think I've been scarred possibly for the rest of my life. Susan Boyle, we all remember her, right? Remember this gem of a song? She sung it on Britain's Got Talent. She was a massive star for a long time, Susan Boyle.
Oh, the reaction to her audition was just electric.
She's gotten mad rich from it because people love... The AIDS group that loves her music still buys CDs.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, she still lives in her like little old house
really?
In country England. Yeah.
Really? I thought she had a mansion
there. No mansion.
The house that she grew up in, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
A council estate. She should be out, though. Like, give somebody else that needs the council estate now so she doesn't need it. Last night, chatting to producer Jackson, we got onto the topic of Susan Boyle. He was serenading me with this song, in fact.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's very romantic.
I think he's getting really bored in lockdown. Anyway, remember back in 2009, you probably don't, Susan Boyle was offered over $2 million to star in an adult film. Now, it seems that idea has stuck because I've stumbled upon a community online that's really just shook me to my core.
Okay.
There is an intense fan group of people, Susan Boyle fans, who doctor adult photographs of her.
So they're not actual adult photographs of her.
They look like her. They are very good.
But they've been photoshopped, if you will, to appear to be Susan Boyle.
I can't tell you just how terrible this is because I just can't stop seeing it. I've sent them to so many people.
Why? Now. Why have you sent them?
Because I thought it was funny. I did show you guys today. Wow. They are very convincing, aren't they? But people are obsessed. People like live in this fantasy world within this Susan Boyle pretend adult picture world
where she got paid the $2 million and their lives were better.
Maybe she was.
Well, maybe they're just photos. Wasn't that for a video, though, and these are just photos? Or are you saying these are... You know when they're about to bring out a new film and they release, like, screen grabs?
So you've got a new album coming out and this is the promotional work for it.
To be fair, though, I don't think I've talked about Susan Boyle on this show before until now. So if it's some wacky system of promo, it's absolutely working.
Look, at the end of the day, if you... feel the need to Google that. You probably don't want that in your Google history.
No.
Fascinating.
Was it incognito mode on Google Chrome?
No.
Maddie doesn't bother with that.
He does it on the work Wi-Fi.
What?
It was actually.
Oh, well, somebody will be combing through that history, no doubt.
Yeah.
So if Maddie's not here on Monday, we know why.
Hey, it's not illegal. You're into what you're into. Like,
well,
really,
true.
At the end of the day, if you want to look that up, then that's on
and
you.
And go for it.
News time with Jess up next at New FM 627. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
You guys have got pets, right?
Yes, all of us.
So you've got, Maddie, you've got a cat, you've got a dog.
Dog, right? That's right, yep.
See, I'm the weirdo who's got birds. Crazy Bird Lady is basically my nickname. And people are judging me a little bit because I go a bit extreme with the food that they eat. I know they're only birds, but...
Well, don't you just, like, grab a bag of wheat or something
and throw it
in a little box?
Well, I refuse...
Oh, that's what I imagine birds eat.
No, that's wild.
So you're not feeding them just, like, your trill?
No, well, I won't get supermarket bird seed for my birds.
Is trill the equivalent of chum for dogs?
It's good stuff, but it's not the pet shop kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
Like, I'll go there. But the thing is, I'm getting a bit of judgment because I put a bit too much effort into their diet.
Well, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong, Meg, with being a responsible pet owner. But what kind of, like, things are you feeding them that...
Well, the thing is, like, if I get home of an afternoon, I might just cook myself up, like, 2-minute noodles for lunch or something like that, very basic. And then I go and do their food, which is, like, all fresh vegetables and fruits and all that, all chopped up really nice, mixed in with their favourites.
You mean like a salad?
Basically, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So
compared to my 2-minute noodles, yeah.
The birds are getting a huge amount of money and effort, obviously, versus 2-minute noodles, about 40 cents.
Well, my cat the other day, right, get this, he has kitten food, nice biscuits, like nothing too fancy. Like, I'm not feeding him Whiskers, but I'm feeding him like store-bought cat food.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a hot chook and I've started like giving him like a bit of chicken breast now and again, and he's developed a taste for it. The other night I got like a hot chook from Coles. I get it home, dished his dinner out. He comes over and he refused to eat the cat food and would only eat the chicken breast. I thought, well, look, I'm going to have to feed it to him because he's starving.
That was a pivotal moment,
really,
Maddie.
Really bad choice I made there and very expensive.
Exactly. So, well, I didn't mean to cut you off, Maddie.
No, that's all right. Well, I guess what we're doing this morning, 13:10:09, does your pet eat like royalty? And what do you buy them? Like, are you feeding your dog rump steaks?
Certainly not. But, my dog gets pretty good food.
Well, at the moment, my lorikeet, she's obsessed with green grapes, and they are $15 a kilo right now.
Aren't they, like, imported from California in winter?
Something like that. I need to take out a mortgage or something to pay for her.
Can I come and live in a cage in your house?
Yeah, you
better than I do.
Food would be amazing.
We'll take your calls after Amy Shark, Keith Urban. Love songs aimed for us in UFM. Oh, yes, two of the country's finest musicians, Amy Shark, Keith Urban, Love Songs Ain't For Us, a new FM. At 13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you, does your pet eat like royalty?
Yeah, so apparently I spoil my birds a little bit too much. Maddie's been feeding his cat chicken breast from a roast chicken, and we're looking a bit nuts.
Crevo's very... Oh, no, Crevo feeds Molly the
pretty
Whipper
well.
Pretty well.
Yeah, so I get lamb offcuts from the Woolies in a big pack, and so she eats lamb.
Man, that's too much, don't you?
Lamb and chicken necks. It's pretty good. So, although, last night, we had, fried chicken.
Yeah.
And she got all the, bone ends as well.
Oh.
Living the high life. Stoked.
Now, Meg, you were just saying your bird... Oh, sorry, what's its name?
Para.
Screams until it gets green grapes, which are $15 a kilo.
Exactly.
I believe you have like some audio here of Para screaming for mummy to feed her expensive grapes.
Let's see if this works.
Here we go, listen. Oh, Meg, how do you put up with that all day?
Well, once I give her the grape, she shuts up. So that's why she gets the grape.
Expensive.
$15 a kilo at the moment. Yeah, expensive times,
when
right?
When they get cheaper, we'll pop some in the freezer and whatnot.
Can you buy frozen green grapes?
I'm not trusting them. Because there was a
not
big thing.
Not good enough for
Para. Well, they had a big thing a couple of years ago where the frozen fruit was contaminated and all that kind of stuff.
That's
I get
right.
paranoid by it. So we wash them before we give them to
cute.
Her.
That's cute. That's sweet.
You're a great caring pet owner, I guess you would say.
A sucker is what I would say.
All right, let's go to Donna up first. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Really good. Is your pet eating like royalty?
Yes, I've got a three-legged bull Arab who eats like royalty. I buy lamb shanks.
Lamb shanks?
Wow.
Oh, my God. They're really expensive.
Well, you know, she's an expensive pooch. She costs a lot of money, so it had three legs.
Donna, I have some more fitting music, I think, for this one. Lamb shanks. Mate,
do you cook them in a lovely, like, tomato reduction or in
a jus.
And have a nice jus with it and a Merlot?
You know, Donna... I had lamb shanks the other night and I felt like such a king eating them. I thought, man, this is fancy. The height of fanciness. You're just feeding them to your dog.
I know. And she loves them. And I even baked treats for my my puppy dog and my pussy cat. So
you bake special treats as well, because buying the store-bought schmacko is not good enough.
Oh, thanks for your call, Donna. That beats the grapes, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It certainly does.
Going to Andrew next. Hey, Andrew, does your pet eat like royalty?
They sure do, mate. They're spoiled for the
price. Okay, tell us what pets you have and what are they eating?
Well, I've got a lot of fish tanks.
Yeah.
And they're into a lot of prawns, mussels, veggies, protein and stuff.
So they're getting a seafood basket, basically?
On a special temperature as well. They won't. It's like the Three Little Bears. If it's too hot or too cold, they will not eat it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, mate. So I've got a first-size
fish
that's set up in the garage,
runs
27.
Wow,
27 fish in it.
Andrew, tell me, do you spend more money on food for yourself or for the fish?
Oh, I wouldn't like to say. I'd probably get in trouble.
It's the fish, isn't it?
Definitely the fish.
You don't even have to say it. Thanks, Andrew.
Very prawns and though. Mussels at a special temperature. That takes the cake.
I'm not feeling anywhere near as bad as I did about 10 minutes ago.
That's hilarious. Wow.
There's some pets around. Like, if you think about all the pets in Newcastle, that some of them are eating really on another level.
Lamb shanks and seafood. And
especially baked food.
Here I am whinging about some chook from Gulps.
Like a bit of the old
there's a cheap chook. I am. It does.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, up next, you both know that I love Facebook Marketplace.
It's Newcastle's number one Facebook Marketplace.
Great source of, stuff to sell, buy and sell.
Meg, he's on there, right? My old housemate, Vic, she used to, she had a game of, telling me every day of what Crevo was selling. She always said he was too expensive. She wanted to buy, an old jute rug off him once. And she goes, oh, man, it's just so expensive. His prices are just through the roof.
Look, I think I've found one of the greatest ads that I've come across yet. This is incredible. It's for these old, they're like an all-terrain vehicle crossed with a quad bike from about 30 years ago. This guy wants $3,500 for them, and we're going to get into the ad up next because some of the details of this, hilarious.
Hey, it's Feel Good Friday at New FM. A birthday lotto coming up before 8 o'clock this morning, worth $750. Good morning. Get ready for a beautiful Friday as we go into the weekend. This is New FM, 655, 24 the top in the valley today, 25 in the city, and we're talking Facebook Marketplace right now. Of course, Newcastle's most famous Facebook Marketplace seller.
You built that up like crazy.
He was a mad Facebook Marketplacer. She knew every item you had.
It's a side hustle.
She said you're a little bit overpriced, to be honest.
Now, normally I'll be talking about some funny customers I've had or something like that, but this is a little different because just scrolling through my feed the other night and I came across these two very unusual looking, they look like a quad bike crossed with a go-kart from the 80s, right? There's two of them and they're called Honda Odysseys. Now, I did a little digging because I was fascinated by unusual vehicles interest me.
Were you actively in the market for one of these?
No, not at all. It just popped up, and because they were so unusual, they're so weird looking, they have a very tall frame.
Caught your eye.
It caught my eye. I was like, what is that? Anyway, I looked them up. They were made from 1977 to 1989, and after that they stopped making them, never brought them back, right? But they're very strange-looking motorbike things.
A day out with your mates, with those, fun.
They're sort of like off-road go-kart sort of things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can imagine a lot of fun, especially if you had one in the 80s. You would have been king.
Yeah.
Absolute king. Anyway, this ad caught my eye because it's very interesting in the description. Two Honda Odysseys for sale. Price is for both $3,500. I was thinking, you know what? That's not too bad for two quad bike things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I get into the description a bit more and I realize why it's so cheap. Overall good conditions, but there are some issues with them. Now, at this point, you might be thinking, oh, maybe, 30, 40-year-old seats or whatever, bit missing. Or
you are, one of the things with you, and I will give you credit for this, Crevo, is you are very descriptive and honest with the state of the product you're selling.
Well, it's very important. You don't want disappointed people turning up to your house and going, oh,
so these people doing the same as you.
I would say that, but the description's very funny. Great machines, but very temperamental. Now, old cars and stuff, you go, yeah, okay, occasionally they might backfire or something, but this is a bit worse, I think, because they say, then go on to say, the engines work fine, well, that's good, when taken out of the vehicles. But when they're in the bikes, they don't start about half the time.
I can see probably overpriced.
Now I'm seeing why they might be so cheap.
So you're paying, essentially...
for something that only works half the time.
It's probably just going to sit there for a long period of time.
Or when you've taken the engine out.
What would they cost if they were, in total working order?
So I did look into that. Yeah. So if they're excellent condition, even though they're almost 40 years old, they're about $5,000 to $6,000. So the price of, an off-road... machine.
I feel like if you're selling something that doesn't work, 50% discount is not enough. It needs to be at least 75% off.
$2,000 to $3,000 Just saying. Still expensive for these things. Then it says, these are a lot of fun, ... when they run. This would be one of the most frustrating, lockdown purchases somebody will make. Because there'll be some guy called Dave in a shed who loves to tinker.
I can fix that.
I can make those run. Dave, you cannot make them run. This guy's obviously been trying and knows enough to take the engines out and put them back in, but still can't make these things work.
There's a frustrated guy that's just had enough, probably thrown spanners at the walls.
100%.
The wife saying, get rid of those. Yeah.
Those carts, you've never driven them the entire time 100%. You own them.
Thanks for that, guys. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at UFM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
All right, it's time for Would I Lie to You. Basically, it's your job to find out who is telling the truth between Maddie and Crevo this morning. They're both apparently holding an item, but only one of them is actually doing that.
Yeah, that's definitely right.
It's definitely me. It's definitely me.
Now,
Maddie, trying already to get in. Because he said at first he thinks he's going to be the one that's going to get away with it.
That's not really how this works, though, is it?
No, definitely
just
isn't.
Because you say it first doesn't mean it's correct. We've got $100 to spend at Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. Open 7 days a week, located at 67 King Street, Warners Bay. If you want to play, 131009.
Okay, we'll do it after this. Of course, it is Feel Good Friday all day here at New FM. We're going back right now to the year 2013, in fact. I don't think you'll be interested in this song. Okay. Meg, I think you'll like this. Kesha, Thoughts and Feelings.
Yes.
I like Kesha. What are you talking about?
As if you like Kesha.
Glitter Queen.
Wait, which song?
The last time you listened to a Kesha song?
Timber, probably.
When?
Months ago, probably when we played it.
Faux Kesha fan. It's Crazy Kids on the air right now. This is New FM. Happy Friday as we go into the weekend. 25 the top on the coast today. 7:08. Good morning. Here on Newcastle's home of Feel Good Fridays all day at New FM with the Novos. Right now it's time for Would I Lie to You?
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You?
Yeah, so basically it's your job to find out who is telling the truth this morning, Maddie or Crevo. They're both apparently holding an item. Only one of them is doing so. And if you get it right, you score $100 to spend at Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. Nathan, how is your lie detecting game?
Not very good.
Do you like seafood?
Love prawns.
Yeah, nice. Prawns. Well, you get your hands on a whole bunch of prawns if you win this.
Well, you've got a 50-50 chance, which is pretty good. So who are we going to start with?
Well, I'll kick it off this morning. Why don't I? Okay, Nathan. So in my hand right now, I have a freshly chilled, beautiful bottle of Moët champagne. Now, this is worth about maybe $80 a bottle. Hasn't been opened yet. We're waiting for a special occasion. We keep it here. It is actually ratings day today, so we keep it in the fridge. So if we win, we like can pop the champagne bottle and spray it over each other.
Do you really think, before I get onto mine, Nathan, that Maddie would waste champagne by spraying it on someone?
Probably not.
Yeah, no. Okay. Already the cracks are appearing. Yeah,
Nathan, take a listen. You ready?
Oh, he's just got his like water bottle and is playing with that now. Come on.
That's his actual champagne glass for the cheap wine that he's got elsewhere.
Hey, don't participate.
All right, Nathan.
You can't sway this.
Are you ready to hear what the real item in the studio is?
Yep.
All right, so what I have in front of me is a tan-coloured, sort of a brownie tan-coloured buffalo. It's called a Typo Buffalo A4 Journal. So it's like a soft-covered notebook. So the price on the back, $13.99. And it's got one of those, on the front, it's got one of those, like, straps that you can, like a thin strap that you could put around the notebook so it like, keeps it closed. And it says on the back, A4 in size, great for taking lots of notes. And it's got one of those ribbon page markers in the middle as well.
Oh, you're so full of it, Creever. What so he actually has is a face mask with a...
Have a listen. I'll just flick through the pages. Don't interrupt while I'm telling Nathan about the real item here, okay? So just... So there's the pages.
Some post-it notes, and he's wrapped his mask around
okay,
it.
Okay, so, and this is the, I guess it's like an elastic fastener or something you would call it.
So can you shut your laptop, Crevo, and then retell the description?
Come on, Nathan. Maddie with his fake Maui that he's going to spray everywhere as if.
Do you have any questions for either of them, Nathan, on who, you know, to... What can we say?
Well,
like?
do you want to find out who's telling the truth here? Which obviously
a question
me.
Each, Nathan. Then we can guess. Firstly, me.
What was that?
You can ask us a question each, starting with me, and then we'll guess. Do you have any questions?
I think I already know who's.
All right.
He's
confident. Confident man.
Okay, Nathan. Tell us who is telling the truth.
I think the book is a lie.
And you think I have a bottle of Maui in my hand?
Yeah, definitely.
For $100 worth of seafood from Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Yeah, I do.
Congratulations.
Well done, man. Well You're done. A winner.
Bottle of Maui ready to go today. Happy days.
Happy days.
Mate, $100 worth of seafood coming your way. Congratulations. Wow, this is so good. Good stuff, man. Enjoy the seafood.
Thank you.
No worries.
Are you actually going to spray it, Matty, or just pour it?
That part I was lying about. I'll never, ever spray champagne.
The cracks were appearing. Hey, guys, up next. Earlier in the week, we were talking about bomb cars, right? The terrible cars that we had in our youth. Well, I'm going to put it out there. My dad still is running one of these, and he's had a major incident. The thing, you don't even hear this very often these days, but his car blew up the other day. Big drama about it. We'll get into in just a minute.
Okay, 7:17 at New FM. Good morning. Tom Grennan, up 105.3 New FM, 7:25 with the Novos. Crevo.
Newcastle, Berman.
Hang on.
Try that again.
There we go, that one.
There we go. So the other day we were talking about old bomb cars that we had growing up, right? And, yeah. You know, they can be... One of the issues with these types of cars can be their reliability. Because often the old, like, you know, station wagons and stuff would notoriously break down and that kind of thing all the time. It seems as if my dad is still running one of these... because he's got this old work van from about 20 years ago, and it has like massive dings in the side. There's like lichen and moss growing on the roof, and it is like hardly runs. In fact, for Rego, they said, "Oh, you're gonna have to change the front seat." That's how like worn it was. But he managed to fix it up with some new foam and duct tape and managed to pass Rego amazingly.
Does he have some emotional attachment to the van? He just seems to run in Crevo's family.
Yeah.
he also owns a van.
He just hates buying, like, new cars. Yeah. That's his main thing. He just doesn't like the whole process of it. So once he gets one, he sticks with it.
Wouldn't he be spending more money on repairs, though, for this than actually buying a new car?
Quite possibly.
And what mechanic is passing any car with a duct tape repair job?
Well, apparently it was because the phone wasn't coming out anymore, it was okay. Anyway, who am I to judge whether that's right or not? What I did judge is the other night when I got not four, but five missed calls from my mum. I was like panicking, thinking, what is going on here? Anyway, I call her back and she... There was nothing I could do about this situation because they live on like a farm at the Central Coast and I'm up here in Newcastle, right?
Of course.
So really nothing I could do. But she said, your father, I don't know where he is. And I'm like, what's happening here? Anyway, apparently he'd gone out to town, which is like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
Their local one is Wyong, right? And he had to buy some supplies and stuff. And his car had literally, in his word, blown up. And he was trying to call my mum. It was like 9:30 at night. He's trying to call my mum, but her phone was on charge or something. Anyway, he ended up getting a tow truck to get the car to like a place to be repaired because they wouldn't go out to the farm. He ended up having to get a neighbour who lives near them to pick him up at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, your poor dad.
From a back road in Wyong because my mum had left her phone on charge and had no idea.
Do your parents argue?
Not that much, but I reckon there might have been one that night.
Were they both attached to this particular car, though?
No, not at all.
Does she want to get rid of it?
Oh, I think she would happily get rid of it because it is always breaking down. At least once a year, it has a major breakdown.
Have you driven the car and it's broken down before in the past?
The only time I really have driven it is to reverse it out of my driveway because it's a bit tight.
And I don't want that in my driveway.
No. Just to get it out. It's a bit narrow.
Yeah.
And even then, it's almost broken down. It's like stalled on the way back. I just wish you would get a new car.
Rip your dad's new car, old car. New car on the way.
I think it might need to happen. I did find out, though, it's got it back in repair again.
Oh, well, you were looking at buying one of those new Tesla utes.
Oh, I'd love
to.
Why don't you donate your
van to your dad?
Well, I don't have that kind of money yet.
Millionaire Mark.
I wish.
You can buy four cars.
Hey, guys. Yeah, he wouldn't. checking new roads next at New FM for your Feel Good Friday. Plus, checking in with Jess in the newsroom in a minute.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
All right, when you guys think of cheating, like cheating on your partner, what are the first things that come to mind?
Secretive with your phone. Like, I know that a lot of cheating happens and starts on the telephone.
On the phone, yeah.
The telephone.
Ring, ring.
I know it's your secret partner.
If you're in a relationship and you put, like, a code or a pattern onto your phone all of a sudden, in my experience... On both sides of the fence, that's what it means.
That's the first sign or one of the key signs.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd be right there.
Okay, what about you, Creepo?
I guess it's the maybe like leaving the room a lot maybe to look at, once again, looking at phone, I guess, in a different room perhaps.
Mate, the iPhones have killed relationships, countless relationships.
Mm. Yeah, well... When you think of cheating, though, like kissing, sleeping with someone, things like that, but have you heard of micro-cheating?
I have not.
No,
micro-cheating is a thing, and it's little tiny things that your partner might do. You might even suspect them of it right now. I'll give you all the deets next.
Right now. Oh, we're going to do a test.
This is spicy radio. This is.
Men of Newcastle.
Watch out.
Delete the text.
Well, and women.
No doubt. Don't speak right now at New FM. Good morning. This is 105.3 New FM for your Feel Good Friday, 7:42. Meg's about to tell us about this very interesting new thing called micro-cheating.
Yeah, so your partner might not be, especially right now in lockdown, not going out and actively cheating. But there's a thing called micro-cheating, which it's basically little tiny things that they do that you wouldn't be happy with. Like if you saw someone texting someone else, yeah, you'd be a bit curious. So I thought this was interesting. Some of these that they've listed, like, I don't think I would consider them as cheating if my partner was doing it, but apparently it is micro-cheating. Yeah, so okay. The first thing, obvious, flirting.
I'm in two minds with that one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can be flirtatious with people out and about. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's a bit of fun.
Well, it depends, I guess. With flirting, it's intent is a big part of it. Like, if you're just paying someone a compliment or, like, oh, you're looking great tonight or whatever, I feel like that's different to if you're, you know, throwing your arm around someone, obviously not at the moment, but, you know, and
actively seeking something with that person.
That's right. I think that's a big part of it. So that's, okay, that one's a bit...
That one's on the fence?
Debatable, I'd say, yeah.
Dressing differently when you know you will see someone in particular. So if you're dressing up a little bit, putting on like a nicer collared shirt or something like that, or if you're a lady, put in like a low cut kind of dress.
Only when you go over to, you know,
only
Ryan's house.
If you see them at
work. Ryan from work.
Yeah, Ryan from work, or you're meeting up with him from for drinks or something afterwards.
Yeah.
You always wear that really hot dress.
But you wouldn't wear it with your partner if you went out for dinner. Kind of thing.
I think that's
a tough
fine.
One.
I really think it's fine.
If you're dressing up especially only for that person and not for your own partner.
During these times in particular, we don't really need a reason to get dressed up. Like, if you want to get dressed up and feel nice about yourself, why do people automatically think that they're cheating? Or they're like cheating, like micro-cheating with intent. I just think if you want to dress up in your clothes... Why not? That's why you have them.
You're single, though, so maybe a bit different.
Well, it depends on what you're wearing on a day-to-day basis, and then you are only putting this particular effort
to
see this one person.
You're a specific cologne that you know that person likes.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something in that. Okay. All right.
Another one, texting with an attractive person who is not your partner.
Oh, you can't say that.
That sounds, to me, that's a bit of BS. Unless the texts are like secret or something.
It's going a little bit more, like, I think this person's just really paranoid. He came up with this theory.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, this is like a really paranoid girlfriend. Just leave him, love. Just leave him.
Do you know that meme of the crazy
ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Is that this person who's created this list?
We'll delve deeper into the crazy girlfriend thing. Liking and positively commenting on a person's social media photos.
Now, that one could be, like, say, for example, if, Maddie, you were in a relationship or something, and then there was this certain guy who was always posting, like, photos of him, at the beach in, you know, swimwear, like, very hot photos, and you always liked them but not many others. I guess you could sort of argue that there's something wrong there, but...
I mean, look, I'm going to flip this to you guys right now.
Sure.
Because I am the single one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are both in long-term relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you, just hearing what we have so far, do any of these things, like, relate to you guys personally? Like, would you be offended in your own relationships if these things started happening?
I guess it comes down to degree. So if it was in an extreme, like, say, for example, my partner, Emmy, was always... this certain guy who was, like, in very, I guess, like, at the beach clothing or something, always liked those photos
and
nothing else.
Tall guy, curly hair.
And nothing else, then maybe I'll be going, what's going on? But if she just has attractive friends, I can't be insecure about that. How ridiculous.
What about you, Meg?
I think I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Because as long as it's not just one person over and over and over again, you know, he's just... liking people, like, it's...
The thing is, right, once you get into a relationship, that doesn't mean you own your partner. It doesn't mean you have exclusive rights on everything that they do.
Yeah.
I think that's a really big mistake a lot of couples make in relationships is they get too intense and too full on, and then this sort of stuff happens.
Well, the final one on this list, this is the kincher for me. Having a dating app profile, even if you never use it to hook up. But why would you even have a dating profile?
If you've been in a long-term relationship, that's got to go, surely.
I've got a feeling the person who came up with this micro-cheating thing is just...
Has been cheated on recently.
See, I've had a partner in the past, though, who's done a few of these things and has, in fact, cheated on me. But I don't think it was,
It wasn't the micro-cheating.
It wasn't the micro-cheating.
It was the macro-cheating.
He took the micro-cheating and then just eased his way into the actual cheating part.
Then just eased his way into... Yeah.
But I don't think they're things that we really have to look out for as such, because...
Man, if you listen to that, right, mm-hmm. and you think, if you recognise some of these within your own relationships today, like, don't panic. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean they're doing the dirty on you, you know?
No.
People get too paranoid about this stuff.
That's so true. You need to be... something else aside from one of those needs to be happening before you're in trouble, I reckon.
Absolutely.
And not to mention, a lot of these are happening on your phone to a degree, and we're in lockdown. There's not much else we can do. So if your partner is liking other people's photos or commenting, it's probably just because they're bored.
Okay, solution. Get rid of the smartphone if you get into a relationship and you think there might be some issues, and just give them an old 3210. You can only call
and text. They can play Snake all day.
Only a landline in the house. No phones.
Hey, guys, birthday lotto is up next. It's worth $750 today, which would be mighty nice before the weekend. All you need is a birthday to play Crevo. We are looking for what month, please?
January.
Okay, if you were born in Jan, give us a call. 1310-09-750 on the line.
Bonobos, when you wake up on New FM.
Marshmallow, Jonas Brothers, welcome to Feel Good Friday, 7:54. It's time for Birthday Lotto right now.
Bonobos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
January, you are in luck today, playing for $750. Mighty nice for the weekend. Replenish all of that money in your bank account that you spent on online shopping.
Let's meet our contestant. Her name is Celine. Right now, waiting in a COVID testing line out at Maitland. Now, what was the situation? Because you were saying off air that you got a text or something, was it?
Yes, I just finished getting ready for work this morning and checked my phone, and then I got a text message from New South Wales Health saying I was in a location where a casual contact had been.
Yeah, right. So quick, all your plans for the day, I guess, dropped. You got to call the boss and say, hey, not coming in today, that sort of thing.
That's correct.
Yeah, right. Hey, that's life at the moment, you know. We've got to be aware and alert of these things and, well, check your phone in the morning is a good tip.
Yeah, for sure. Stay safe, Celine. Let's do this. 7:50 up for grabs. Hopefully we can
brighten your day
around, man.
And hopefully you don't have COVID.
Yeah, well, that as well.
I mean, casual contact, you'd probably be all right. Fingers crossed.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Celine, were you born on the 18th of January?
The
22nd.
Oh, damn it. Hey, good luck with everything, Celine. Appreciate it. Have
take
a great
care
day.
Yourself. Yeah, Stay safe.
Good stuff, guys. Back before 9 o'clock, worth $750 today. Our check in your roads next. Plus, Jess is in from the newsroom in minutes.
Bonobos now.
Newcastle's 105.3, New FM.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM, Bonobos. Feel Good Friday.
Some kids just don't want to clean their room, especially, I don't know, at some years or points in their life when they're just teenagers or whatever, and they just don't want to do it. How were you when you were kids?
I was horrible. My room was a trash. Up until like 16, 17, even further than that, I'll be honest, it was bad.
So, when I was a kid, really clean, like meticulously, like cleaned every single day by me as an adult.
Things have changed.
Total
really.
Dump. You know what it is for me? Washing. I don't fold washing. I don't hang it up. I do it and I throw it.
And it because you put it on the floor in a pile like the Great Pyramids of Giza.
So no, it goes on top of the tall boy drawers. And over time, all the clothes do fall off onto the floor.
We have a nook in our hallway that, like a desk.
Yeah.
All of our washing is on that. It's all clean, but we just don't. Like, I don't even think we own an iron.
Yeah,
not
I don't know anymore.
What happened to it? Gone. disappeared.
I don't know where, what happened to it. Just gone.
So this mum was having a real problem getting her son to clean like his bedroom.
Yeah.
She came up with this idea, right? Because he always had like food and stuff. And she was like, oh, this is going to attract animals. She got a bag of black rice, right? Which is like the wild rice.
Yeah.
Just looks like long, extra long grains of rice, but they're black. She sprinkled them around in certain places and told him that it was mice poo. And if he didn't clean his room immediately, the mice were going to stick around. He did. It freaked him out because he didn't want the mice in his bed. He cleaned the room. What I thought we could do up
there is the best parent hack of all time.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely up there. If you're hearing this and you've got a grubby teenager, this is perfect. But what I thought we could do up next, 131009, do you live with a grub? I mean, maybe it's a family member. Maybe it is, you know, a son or daughter who's just got a trashy room. It's a certain age. When you're a teenager, you're angsty and you don't want to clean your room. That's the sort of thing. Or maybe it's a housemate. They've got it now or in the past.
Yeah.
That is just causing mess.
I think everyone's lived with the grubby housemate at least once in their life.
Absolutely.
100%.
Or have been the grubby housemate.
That's it.
131009, do you live with a grub or have you lived with a grub? Taking your calls after the Kid Laroi. This is Without You, a new FM for you. Feel Good Friday, 7 past 8. Good morning. Kid Laroi Without You. This is New FM for your Feel Good Friday. 9 past 8. Beautiful day today. The sun is out, 25 the top on the coast, guys. And our 131009, we're asking, do you live with a grub?
After we saw the most genius parent hack of all time, this lady, her 18-year-old son refused to clean his room months and months on end, even to the point where there was food and stuff everywhere. So this mum grabs a bag of black rice, the wild rice, and sprinkles it in certain spots in the corners and said a mouse had pooed in there because of all the food. He cleaned up real quick after that. No good to live in a room infested with mice. No. I mean, it's a great parent hack.
Fantastic.
No. I remember in primary school, one of my sisters was very clean. I was not. My room wasn't, it had just a lot of junk in there. It wasn't like there was cups or anything like that. But what she did, you know when you used to go to the joke shops?
Yeah.
And they'd have stink bombs.
Oh, yes. I remember those.
Yeah. So what she's done is she's gone and bought some of those and threw them in random locations in my bedroom. So I'd have to clean my room to get rid of the smell.
That's a great idea. You know, I used to live with a guy in my mid-20s in Sydney. And we had one bathroom in the house. There were three blokes living in this place.
Oh, no.
And there was one in particular. I don't know if his mum or dad didn't teach him how to, like, aim into the toilet bowl, but I swear to God, every single morning I'd go into the bathroom.
There was spray.
He sprayed it all up the back of the toilet seat. And you know how it kind of pools in the back?
Ugh.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than cleaning up another person's urine. Let me tell you that much.
It's that. It's
on a
grub.
Get rid of basis. It.
Total grub.
Awful. New FM, who's this?
Hey, it's Mel. How are you going? Hey,
good,
Mel.
Thanks. Do you live with a grub or have you lived with a grub?
Oh, well, I live with a grubby teenager.
What does he do?
No, it's a girl.
Yes. I love it.
Judgment.
So here's the deal. I saw that Facebook hack trick. And after nagging for her to clean her room, I was that mum that stole that Facebook hack and went and did the sprinkling in there everywhere. And then I said to her, oh, gee, what's that on your floor? Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, so she played dumb and denied that it was like mouth poo. And I thought, oh, my goodness, you've got a dead mouth. She goes, where? I said, oh, sorry, I didn't. It was just your rubbish on the floor. Anyhow, so she knew then that obviously it was what she thought was mice dropping, so she cleaned that room immaculately. But 3 garbage bags later, oh my god.
Has she kept it clean since?
Clean-ish.
Get the black pellets out again.
The food hasn't been in there since, and the grubby high school school bag and all that's gone. So
what kind? We're on the right path. What kind of rubbish did you collect? Like, give us a few examples.
God. she had like honestly, I don't want to say on air, but she had gross rubbish, and then she had.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, and then she had rotten food, and her bins weren't empty for I don't know how long. So the bins were collecting fungus and who knows what. And she knows, with me being a nurse, that I'm already pedantic and hate. The smell of things, so yeah.
You kind of feel bad, I guess, as a parent when you've got a really messy child. But it's like, there's nothing you can do. Like, it's not how they were raised.
No.
It's just, like, it's not a reflection on the parent. But, man, leaving those things around is no good.
No.
She's up the top end of the house, and I'm a shift worker, so she knows that I'm not home enough to check on her.
Maybe that's a good thing. Do you reckon she'd be mortified that you've just shared that on the radio?
Oh, probably if she's listening, because she listens to you guys. But hey,
clean up your room.
I won't mention her name, but it is.
Buy one of those little bins.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, the little flappy lids that you put in the bathroom? Always good. Thank you. Appreciate it. There you go. Wow.
That the hack great. Works, I think, is the Man. Message we got yeah. there. Somebody's actually used it.
Given how much producer Jackson's in lockdown right now, do you reckon his house is immaculate, or will we start needing to use these
nah,
for him?
Jackson's house would be immaculate.
Spotless.
Yeah. It'd almost be. Remember that storyline on Home and Away where Kate Ritchie got like full pedantic, like OCD?
Yeah.
That'd be Jackson, am I right?
Yeah, my house is immaculate. I mean, my partner was once upon a time a bit of a grub, but quickly realised that this is my world and he's just a supporting role. So, you know. I mean, but
home
no,
and
mate.
Away.
Hey, babe, what's coming up next and what's the goss?
I have got a taste of the trailer that's going to be spilling all the tea about the Playboy Mansion. Also, too, I thought that the Johnny Depp Amber Heard saga was dead and buried. No, it's not, and I'm so happy that it's back to life.
I'm keen to find out about this.
All right, details Excellent. Up next at New FM. Good morning. Happy Friday.
This is the Novos.
New FM.
Yeah, this is how we do Fridays at New FM. Feel Good Friday all day with the Novos. 8:23, 13 degrees in Mayfield right now. 25 the top today, guys.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
All right, producer Jackson, live from his sold-out Susan Boyle tribute show in Sydney last night. How was it?
Oh, my God. You know what? Sometimes I really regret my actions. But, hey, that is the game of life, you know?
The videos were quite good.
Yeah, look, you put a lot of numbers in. You guys have won me. I mean, that's fine.
And Everyone's also, fine. You don't regret the Susan Boyle concert. That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, some of the things that come from that concert are regrettable. But, I mean, we won't talk about that, will we? Not at this time of the
Not
radio.
At this time
we won't
of
talk
the
about
morning.
That. No. We'll talk about what's the goss.
Yeah, let's do that. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I don't know if this is going to be any much better, but remember when they got divorced and she wrote that open sort of letter in the Washington Post about him being a little bit of an aggressive man, and then it turned out to be a little bit of a lie, and then she gave her $7 million divorce settlement to charity after we found out that she cut off his finger and pooped in his bed? Oh, my God.
There was a lot of he said, she said, wasn't there in that whole situation.
Yeah, they're still like normal people.
Except for in every single way possible.
Yeah, oh, God. Do you know what? The real losers in that pistol and boo, they didn't get to come to Australia. Damn it, Barnaby Joyce. Anyway, I am just shocked at opening up the news today because it's back on. They're back in the ring. Johnny Depp has won the rights to sue Amber Heard in a $50 million lawsuit. And oof. I reckon she would be biting her nails because, of course, he lost a lot of movie roles, most specifically Fantastic Beasts. So he wants that money back because he's blaming her for it. And I think that she regrets giving away her $7 million divorce settlement.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to say I think Johnny Heard and Amber Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are the world's most toxic couple to have ever existed.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely up there. Who got the finger cut again?
So Johnny Depp had his finger cut off after she smashed a wine bottle on it.
That's right. So he's biting, he's not biting his nine nails, but she's biting her ten.
Yeah. And you know what? Do you know what the biggest mystery out of this whole thing was? And I'm going back to the pooping in the bed. No one's ever told anyone whether it was Amber Heard or it was Amber Heard's friend or it was Pistol and Boo. And I want to know. So I'm going to do a deep dive today and I'm going to let you know on Monday if there's any evidence out there on who did that.
I'm going to place my bet. I think it might have been Amber Heard's friend because I feel like we've all had that friend that we've invited over to the house. You know.
I've never had a friend.
Have you, Meg?
Yeah.
Have you, Jackson?
Well, look, I was just about to say, now, I don't want to throw Meg under the bus, but I love throwing Maddie under the bus. I was going to say, if you're the person that says we've all got that friend, normally you are that friend. Are you that friend, Maddie? I mean, you've been to my house once, but you've never done that I know of.
Yeah, no, I've never done that.
I've never known anybody that
I would say it if I had.
That's pooped in anywhere else except for a toilet,
you
really.
You guys have partied with the wrong crowds.
I'm going to say that I've partied with the right crowds, Meg, if they haven't pooped in my bed.
Does that sound... Does it say more about us or them? I don't know.
Once lockdown is done and I throw a house party, I'm going to be keeping an eye on you two.
I'll say. I think that's wise.
Let's move on to a place that I reckon would have had some wild house parties and probably a bit more than pooping in bed. Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Mansion. So there is a new documentary coming out and it's apparently going to blow the lid on the dark side of the truth of the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, I'd be into watching that.
Yeah. I've got a taste of the trailer for you, Grievo. Take a listen to this.
He was an advocate for sexual freedom and the First Amendment.
And he really did believe he owned these women.
There's some things that I never saw the light of day.
I didn't realize that getting into the Playboy world was a dangerous choice.
His legacy should comprise the whole story.
The people who are really there, they're the ones who know the real truth.
It sounds so good. It's like a Hollywood Reporter deep dive.
She's really intense.
It sounds very, like full on. And I've always thought there's, you know, there's the whole, like, gloss that was always put over the Playboy Mansion. But there was, I remember seeing this, like, walkthrough video in the later years.
Apparently it was a dump.
It looked really run down. Like, the whole situation, I always thought, there's something else going on with that place. Like, there's something going on behind all the closed doors.
All this was
going to
come out post his death, you know. Like,
yeah. I'm surprised it's taken this long, to be fair.
Well, have you seen the Playboy Mansion now? So it's got new owners, of course, because they brought it just before he passed away. They actually buried the pool. And, I mean, I don't think that's a bad idea. Could you imagine that kind of...
What would have happened?
You'd want to start again.
Fix it. They're like, not enough chlorine. Just bury it.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the weekend. I've got a song for you to take us out to the news. It's really the theme of today's What's the Goss, don't you think? I'm a scatman. Jess is up with some serious news stories up next. And birthday lotto before 7:50, before 9 o'clock. Well, 7:50. Good morning.
New FM.
Hey, guys, a bit of a change of pace at the moment. Obviously, this time is, like, during COVID and lockdowns, it's so hard. A lot of us haven't seen our families in a long time. My whole family lives in Sydney, so I haven't seen my mum in over 4 months now. And, like, I'm dealing with it okay. And, like, we FaceTime all the time. But it's starting to get a bit difficult, you know? Like, there's no clarity of when, you know, I might be able to see them.
Yeah.
It's starting to get a bit hard. Mum's actually... I'm actually really super proud of Mum at the moment. So, her name is Sue. And, like, I'm not... like a really soppy son. I don't get on the phone and, you know, hey, Mom, I love you so much. I've just never been like that.
Yeah.
I'm a bit ice cold in the heart. No, but, like, she's recently really made me proud. So Mum was a single mum for our entire life and she did a great job raising me, my brother and my sister. And she always put us first and she's been a very insecure woman in her life. For the last maybe 5 or 6 years... she's 52. She's been, mate, searching, like, far and wide for a job. Like, yeah. She really suffered with some ageism when it comes to, and I get it. It's so hard for, you know, women in their 40s and 50s to really find meaningful employment and for people just to give them a go.
Yeah.
And recently, she's finally found a dream job at Woolies. She just wanted to work at Woolies. She's never, you know, aimed to be anything, you know, spectacular in her life. She just wants a job, and I'm so happy for her. She finally got one. She was so persistent. She did it the old-fashioned way, went into the store with the CV, the paper CV, spoke to the manager. She's also recently, in her 50s, she's learning how to drive as well. And I guess coming up next, I don't tell her this enough, but, you know, my sister posted a picture of her in her work uniform the other day, and it just made me so happy because she looked so happy in it.
Yeah.
And I want to tell her how proud I am of her.
And I love you for doing this.
I think she'll really appreciate it. Like, obviously, I can't go and see her.
Yeah.
I know she'd get too scared to come on the air, but I just want to do it for her. It'll make her day.
So we're gonna call her up
next, and I just want to tell her how proud I am of her. So
you're a great son for doing this. This is gonna be great.
She's just such a great. It's such a great example that, like, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still get out there and live your life. You know, a lot of single mums in particular, you know, think it's a life sentence, you know, that they have to be alone, or, you know, they're not, you know, owed the opportunities that the rest of us are. And it's just not true. So
there's a chance for anyone. It doesn't matter what your age is, what your situation is. You can achieve things just by being persistent.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll get her on next after Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do at New FM. It's 8:40. Good morning. Sheryl Crow on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Beautiful, I was going to say summer day. It feels like it's 25 the top on
We're
the coast
close.
Today, guys. We are indeed. It's 8:44 right now. The Novos. Yeah, I was just telling you the story about my mum before. She doesn't know that she's coming on the show right now. I do have her on hold. Guys, meet my mum. Her name is Suzanne. Mum, you're live on the air. Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi guys. How are you going?
Hey, Sue.
Wow.
So you've got Megan Crevo, of course, who you know.
Yeah, hi, Crevo. Hi, Meg.
It's lovely to chat to you again, Sue. It's been a while.
Mum, the reason why I've gotten you on the show today, I was just chatting to the guys about, you know, lockdowns and how hard they are. You know, we haven't been able to see each other in, like, what, for over 4 months now, pushing five. Like, I don't even know when.
And I miss you, Maddie.
I know. I don't even know when I'll be able to come to Sydney to see you. But I was just actually telling the guys, Chelsea, my sister, sent a picture of you in your work uniform the other day.
Oh, Maddie.
No, it really just, like, broke my heart. Well, it actually didn't break my heart. I was so happy to see you smiling in that photo, and you just looked so great. And, you know, I don't tell you all the time, but I thought, why not do it in the most, like, you know, dramatic, biggest way possible. I just want to say, Mum, I've already told your story a couple of minutes ago and your journey to where you are now. I just wanted to say I'm really proud of you, Mum. I'm really...
Oh, thank you, Maddie. I'm crying now.
You know what? I'm really proud of you, Mum, because, you know, you've had a tough life and, you know, everything hasn't always gone great for us. But I tell you what, you'll never meet a more positive and caring person, regardless of what's going on in her life. She gets up and she has a go and she makes things happen for herself. And like I said, I'm a bit of a cold-hearted stone sometimes, and I should say this stuff more, but, you know, it's really made me... I've been thinking a lot in the last few weeks. Just please speak to your family and your friends during this time. You don't know what will happen. You know, it's so important. So, Mum, I just want to say I love you. I'm proud of you. I know you tell everyone that I'm on the radio. I hate it.
That's your job, though, as a mum, Sue, is to be proud of Maddie as well. And what you
Creva, you're correct. I'm proud of all of my children.
what you have done, though, and hearing that story is really inspirational, because it just shows that if you are persistent and you keep trying to do something again and again, even if, you know, you get pushback or it's not easy, you can achieve whatever you want in life, be it big or small. And sometimes the goals can be so hard to get, but what you've done is nothing short of amazing. So congratulations on doing that. Oh,
thank you. I've just, I'm just a positive person. That's it. And I like to stay strong and soldier on.
I just thought I would highlight this, Mum, because it's so true. Life doesn't end for single mums as well once the kids go. And life doesn't also end when you're in your 50s. And if you're an employer out there, I've watched my mum go through the ups and downs and heartbreak of, like, going in for interviews and for jobs and, you know, her getting turned down. If you're an employer out there, people like my mom are the best workers you could ever employ, because mom goes into that job every day and she's so committed to learning and takes it so seriously. And if you are an employer that, you know, has the power to change people's lives, make sure you give them a go. Mom, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you, guys. No thank worries. You, Maddie.
Good stuff.
I love you guys.
Love you,
okay,
Mum.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Mum.
I couldn't talk sweet. Much to that because I was trying to hold back my own bloody tears.
Yeah.
Well, she sounds so beautiful.
She is such a lovely lady.
She is beautiful. Oh. That makes up for all the cards I haven't sent this year. Oh. I'm joking. She's a sweetheart, and it is so true. Please, if it doesn't end.
No, that's right.
She's a great example.
Exactly. Persistence pays off if you're listening and you're thinking about, you know, something you want to achieve in your
Don't
life.
Don't get defeated.
Don't get defeated. That's so true. How about we give away some money?
Let's try and
do that on a Friday. $750. It is climbing up there. Birthday Lotto, this is your chance at it. Now, I've just spun the wheel, and we are looking for people born in February. 13, 10, 09. This is your chance.
Okay, the lines are now open. A new FM, good morning.